Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Star Cement Q4 FY25 earnings call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Sahadeo. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Saisha. Good afternoon, good evening, everyone, for participating in this call. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you to the Q4 FY25 results conference call of Star Cement. From the management, we have with us Tushar Bhajanka, who is the Deputy Managing Director, and joined by Mr. Manoj Agarwal, who is the company CFO. So without any further ado, I hand over the call to the management for opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. So good evening, all. My name is Tushar Bhajanka. I'm the Deputy MD of Star Cement. I welcome you all to the conference call of Q4 FY25. And I'll hand over to our CFO, Mr. Manoj Agarwal, to make you go through the numbers, and then we can have the Q&A. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, friends. Very good afternoon. I, on behalf of Star Cement Limited, welcome you all to our con call for discussing our number of Q4 FY25 and for the full financial year 2024-25. I would like to clarify that we are discussing on the historical numbers, and there is no invitation to invest. Having said that, now I will just take you through the Q4 number followed by full year number. Starting from clinker production during the quarter ended March 2025, we have produced 11.38 lakh tons of clinker as against 6.93 lakh tons same quarter last year. The increase in production is on account of the stabilization of our 3.3 million ton clinker plant at Lumshnong, Meghalaya. So far as cement production is concerned, we have produced 14.79 lakh tons this quarter as against 13.88 lakh tons same quarter last year. Now I will take you through sales volume. During the quarter, we have sold 14.75 lakh tons of cement and 0.57 lakh tons of clinker as against 13.87 lakh tons of cement and 0.24 lakh tons of clinker last year. This is as far as cement and clinker sale is concerned. As far as geographical distribution is concerned, in Northeast, we have sold around 11.02 lakh tons as against 10.40 lakh tons during same quarter last year. And as far as outside Northeast is concerned, we have sold 3.73 lakh tons of cement this quarter as against 3.47 lakh tons same quarter last year. In terms of blend mix, it is almost 14% of OPC, and the rest is CPC. These are the quantitative numbers of the quarter. Now I will take you through the financial. The total revenue figure this quarter is around 1,052 crore as against rupees 914 crore same period last year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, this quarter we have done an EBITDA of around rupees 268 crore as against 188 crore last year. That is rupees 123 crore as against 88 crore in the same period last year. There is an increase in PAT despite the fact that there is a sharp increase in depreciation due to the capitalization of our two new 2 million ton clinker grinding units and also the clinkerization unit. On per-ton EBITDA, it is 1,749 during this quarter as against 1,329 per ton same quarter last year. This is what our quarterly numbers of fourth quarter. The total revenue figure for the full financial year is around 3,163 crore as against 2,911 crore in previous financial year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, during the financial year, we have done an EBITDA of around rupees 589 crore as against rupees 583 crore last year. PAT is 169 crore as against 295 crore in FY24. There is a decrease on account of increased depreciation, as explained earlier. On per-ton EBITDA front, it is 1,245 during FY25 as against 1,312 per ton last year. These are the quarterly and full year number. Now I request all of you that if you have any queries, you can ask the same, and I will request Navinji to moderate the query very, very required. And further, Mr. Dilip Agarwal, our CCO, is also with me, so he will also reply the relevant question required. Okay. Now, Naveen ji, now it's your turn.
Mr. Naveen, you can speak.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Saisha, we can start with the Q&A, please.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, first on the volume front, so now for FY26, last time we said 5.5 million ton odd kind of a number we are looking at. So what's the revised number?
So the revised number still is about 5.4, 5.5. So, you know, our target remains broadly the same. Though, of course, monsoon has come early this year. And so the Q1 results may not necessarily reflect us achieving the numbers year-round. But I think, you know, we should be able to broadly achieve that number by the end of the year.
Okay, got it. Second, in terms of the prices, sir, so now the current prices, so both in Northeast and outside Northeast for us versus the fourth quarter average is how much increase it is there and how do we now see the prices?
So the prices compared to quarter four are broadly, you know, the average of quarter four is broadly up by about 5-7 rupees. And we, you know, hope to maintain these prices in Q1. But as the off-season comes, then there may be some, you know, some degradation in the prices.
Okay, so even Northeast and East also similar 5 to 7 rupees hike is there?
Yeah. Overall, on average, it's about 5 to 7 rupees.
Okay, and still in terms of the gap, in terms of the trade, non-trade, for us is how much?
The gap between trade and non-trade would be about
75-25 in Q4.
Sorry sir, 75 rupees you are saying?
Yeah, but that is at the GST level. So you'll have to subtract the GST. And then you'll look at it, so the gap would be about 50.
Sorry, it's 80-20 in Q4.
Sorry, sir, I didn't get the number.
80% in trade and 20% in one trade.
No, you are saying trade share, non-trade share, no, you are saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think your question was what is the gap in prices between non-trade and trade. Is that correct?
Yes.
So that question, the answer is about 500 to 600 rupees.
500 to 600 you are saying?
Yes.
Okay. And in terms of the capex now, so first of both the grinding units, Silchar and the other one. So 1-2 million ton we were looking at to start in FY26 and the other one in FY27. So that remains intact or is there a possibility of early start?
We expect the grinding unit in Silchar to come by quarter four of FY26, right? Which is basically in about 8 months from now. We expect the grinding unit for Jorhat to come around the same time next year. So it will be coming in quarter three or quarter four of 27.
Okay. And in terms of the CapEx for FY26 and 27, so would be how much?
So the CapEx for FY25 was about 560. The CapEx which is targeted for FY26 would be about 823. And the CapEx for about FY27 would be about 600.
Okay. Okay. Got it. And sir, recently we got in March 2 limestone auction in Assam, so close to 339 million tons. So the point I want to understand it, earlier we were having a plan, also got a mine in the Rajasthan. So we want to reach a 20 million ton. So with this 2 million ton, we will be close to 11.7 odd million ton. So another 8.3 million ton if we want to reach by FY30, how one can look at? So are we looking at a more expansion in Assam first and then Rajasthan?
No. So I think the capacity that we've set in terms of clinker and Northeast are sufficient for the next four to five years. So we do not plan to expand in clinker very soon. But of course, we will take all the permissions in Umrangso. We will apply for all the certificates from the environmental clearance to forest clearance to any other clearance that we require. And we will keep the permissions ready so that whenever we have to set up a new kiln in Northeast, we are ready to set it up in Umrangso. So that is why we have taken the mine. So the mine that we've taken in Umrangso was from a longer-term perspective for our requirement of setting up a clinker plant whenever we need it in Northeast. Our focus right now is, of course, because in Northeast, we'll have about 12 million, right, of capacity, as you mentioned, including Siliguri. So that, I think, for this area, for the next three, four years, is a good plan. And we are evaluating Rajasthan. We have gotten mines in Nimbol area in Rajasthan. We are also looking for mines in Jaisalmer area in Rajasthan. And we are trying to make a strategy so that we can enter Rajasthan in a substantial way. And for that, we are working. And once we have decided, we'll let you know.
Yeah. No, so the point was that now the FY20 is over. So in next 5 years, if you want to 8 million ton, how one can, so we have to start spending that. So just trying to understand in Rajasthan, how much we can add, 2 to 3 million tons. So where the remaining capacity likely can come?
Yeah. So I think if we do Rajasthan, right, if we do end up doing Rajasthan, so it would be about a 4-4.5 million ton capacity, right? So that will inch us closer to our, that will be a 4-4.5 million ton grinding capacity with a clinker capacity of about 3 million, right? So if we go in that model, then we reach about 16-17, like 12 million of what we have already announced, and 4.5 million of what potentially we can do in Rajasthan. So including that, I think we inch closer to the 20 million number. And in the next five, 6 years, I think there will also be a requirement of another grinding unit in Northeast. Not now, so probably in the next five, 6 years. So that inches us closer to our 18-20 million number, basically.
Got it. Sir, now a couple of data points.
Sorry to interrupt. Can you please rejoin the queue?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Navin Sahadeo from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. A couple of questions. So what was the amount of incentive booked in the quarter, please?
It is 75 crore.
Understood. So that comes to roughly around 500 rupees per ton, give or take. So is it fair to assume that with the new kiln fully stabilized, we'll continue to see the incentives at a similar per ton run rate going ahead as well, or there could be some deviation? Or broadly, what is the annual incentives one can look for, let's say, a foreseeable future of four, 5 years on a steady run rate basis?
It should be almost a similar kind of subsidy, except for our Lumshnong plant, the old one. And that too, I think, how many years, Manoj?
2027.
So next 2 years, we are due for subsidy in Lumshnong plant, Star Cement Limited. And so far as Guwahati grinding unit is concerned, so Guwahati grinding unit will continue to have this for another 7-8 years. So, and Lumshnong plant standalone, if you see the complete number of subsidy, then it will have not have a much bigger number. So, and next year we are targeting Silchar and Jorhat also. In the next to next year Jorhat and next year Silchar. So that will also add to the kitty of subsidy. So we do not see any drastic change in the numbers of what you are having right now.
But if you can see that, depends upon the July to September, because it depends upon the volume. So maybe July to September will come down. May not be 75 crore over the four quarters.
No quarter.
But it is maybe somewhere between 220 to 250, between 220 to 250 crore it will be there.
Understood. So roughly 200 to 250 crore anywhere, that kind of a number per annum is what we can look to generate for next few couple of years going ahead.
Yeah.
Understood. So my second question was that as you ramp up your Northeast, recently commissioned capacities and grinding units are also coming along, and Tusharji in the previous question mentioned you have enough volume left, which can support growth or your volume growth for next 4-5 years. So is it then fair to say that the energy, from a growth perspective, all the energy will be channelized towards new capacities in Rajasthan? Is that the way to look at it?
I think that is fair. I think that is one way of looking at it. But the thing is that, we are in no hurry. In that sense, right? So what we really want is that once we enter Rajasthan, we have enough resources, we have enough mines, right, that can sustain our growth in Rajasthan. So we are, though we are aggressive and of course adding up capacities, we are conservative financially, and we would want to, first get all the permissions, then then probably in the next call, I think we'll be in a better position to explain to you what exactly we're doing in Rajasthan. But right now, we are just making sure that we have our base ready so that we can enter Rajasthan in an effective way.
Understood. And my last question was, is there any further scope of efficiency now that the new kiln has ramped up? Are we likely to see further efficiency gains or from the waste heat recoveries, or most of the gains are already captured?
So I think, the WHRS had just come in and said, so quarter four may not be, may not cover the entire period of WHRS benefit. So I think WHRS is one benefit which we expect from line three, which the new line that will start reflecting. Besides that, the new line is still stabilizing. Of course, we are able to produce at 70-80% capacity, but it still can produce more. So as the kiln stabilizes further and starts producing at a higher capacity, the heat rate and the power would come down. And that saving may not be very significant, but will start affecting in the results.
Understood. That's helpful. Thank you. I'll come back in queue for further questions.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Mr. Jain from Investings. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Just twofold question that I have. One is about the EBITDA that we have. In this, what is the proportion of incentives for Q4 year on year and FY basis?
Yeah, it is because 75 crore, as I already said, this quarter is 75 crore.
So your voice is not very clear.
As my CFO said, that this quarter Q4 FY25, the incentive is 75 CR, and on a full year basis, and on a full year basis, it is 167 crore.
And this is compared to previous year and quarter, respectively?
As compared to previous year, this year 167 against 16 or 17 crore last year on full year basis, and on a Y-on-Y quarter basis, this quarter Q4 quarter is 75 crore.
I think it was 3 crore last year.
As against last year, very negligible amount of around 3 crore.
Okay, okay. So, the other question is, what is the current installed capacity, grinding capacity in Northeast?
How much?
Northeast. You are asking about our capacity or total capacity of industry?
No, no, your capacity. What is the total grinding capacity in Northeast?
Our capacity is 5.7. Because total we have 7.7. So 2 is in Siliguri. Balance 5.7 is in Northeast.
Okay. Okay. So comparatively, the sales in Northeast is quite differential compared to the grinding units that we have.
Sorry to interrupt. Can you please join for a follow-up?
Okay, sure.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Harsh Mittal from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my question. Most of my questions have been answered. A few questions. First is, what is the EBITDA breakup between the East and Northeast, if you can provide the data?
Normally, we do not break EBITDA on geography basis. So, we work on the combined EBITDA basis only. So, and that's
sure,
workable for us. So, the plant is not. So, we have to take it on a holistic basis in geography basis.
Sure, sir. Sir, next question is, what is the time difference between the incentive booked and the actual cash receipt of the same?
See, the most of the subsidy is GST-based subsidy. So, when you commission a new plant, initial lag is a bit long, say 18 months. And after that, it kind of regular cash flow kind of, say, maybe one quarter or so, one quarter left.
Okay, okay. Sure, sir. And sir, what would be the lead distance for this quarter, sir?
This quarter, we have a lead distance of 229 kilometers.
Sure. Thank you, sir. That is all.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Shima from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Very good afternoon and congratulations on the set of numbers. Sir, my question pertains to that AAC blocks in Guwahati. So what is the current status of this thing?
AAC block unit is actually now almost ready for commercial production. We are targeting to commence the production maybe last week of any day kind of situation is there.
Sir, how much revenue we are expecting from this particular unit in FY26?
So we have actually set up AAC plant and also construction chemicals. So though I don't have the revenue estimate right now, but we do expect. And there are central benefits and also state benefits attached to it. So we do expect to generate an EBITDA of about 15 crores from this in the first year. And it is going to commence, I think, in this coming week.
Okay. And sir, how was the premium cement sale during this quarter out of trade sales?
I think we have reached a premium segment sale of almost about 12%. In quarter four, which we had started last year at about 5%, 6%. So there is a good growth of premium sales in the last 8-9 months. And we expect that in the coming year, we can be reaching about 20%.
Okay. Sir, a few data points, fuel mix for this quarter. This is Nagaland coal, biomass and auction coal. And per kilo fuel cost.
Yes, because fuel cost is 1.54 per GCV. And from FSA, we have 52% from FSA. And from biomass, bamboo and others, 14%. Nagaland is mere 1%. And that is spot auction, 33%.
Okay, sir. Okay, that's all from my side and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, just one thing to understand, this depreciation run rate of 88-89 odd crore, so that's the now the new normal run rate that one can expect, or now once the plant is stabilized and we can start seeing a decline in the depreciation till the new 2G grinding unit comes up?
Yeah, because the depreciation we are in on diminishing balance method. So our depreciation is because the first year it will be higher and then as year goes on it will come down. So the depreciation until unless because the new plant will come only in the Q4. So there will be depreciation till that time the depreciation will going to reduce only.
Okay. And sir, in freight so per ton basis versus QOQ basis from third quarter to fourth quarter there is a sharp increase is there from 1144 odd rupees per ton to 1280 odd, so kind of a 136 rupees. So any specific thing to highlight or how one can now look at will this 1280 1300 rupees per freight is kind of a new normal?
Normally Q4 last quarter of the financial year is the peak season time for rupees so far as business is concerned. So at that time, if you see on a year-to-year basis also, then freight, there is a tendency of increase in freight in the last quarter of the financial year.
It increases. Even last year it has increased, but not a significant, only 25-30 odd rupees, but this time it was a significant 136 rupees per ton on QOQ, so that's what I asked.
So because this is a maybe lead distance has gone up, na, just because this quarter. So once it will be, because it will be normalized, maybe there will be no such increase in freight cost. And also it depends upon the fuel prices, and also if it goes up, then it is very difficult to predict right now. But it will normalize.
Okay, got it. And Siliguri currently would be in terms of utilization for fourth quarter would be similar 45-50% or it has gone up?
It is in Siliguri last quarter we have utilized 70% more than 70%.
Oh, that's a great number. Okay, great. And in terms of last time we were saying that though our focus will remain on the trade segment, but we also want to grow the non-trade share. Though this quarter we haven't seen any much change despite of sharp improvement in the volume. So this 80-20 kind of a trade non-trade, that's the way one can look at, or we can see a maybe further increase in the non-trade and trade going down.
I think more or less it could remain barring 2-3% here and there.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Harshal from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So basically, you see in the balance sheet in current assets, other financial assets, we have seen a very sharp jump from almost 12 crore to 175 crore.
Because we have told that because subsidy, what is accrued, around 150 crore of subsidy that has been increased from as compared to the last year, and which we are hopeful to get in the maybe by quarter two it will be clear. And then after that it will be a maybe a quarterly accumulation. So that is the one time because the subsidy is being filed going to file maybe in next?
As I shared earlier, that in the initial year of first year of production, around it takes around 12 to 18 months. Till such time it gets accumulated, and then there is a gradual cash inflow of that accumulated subsidy. And I think from next or next to next quarter, this will get a streamlined, and this whatever you are able to see in the current asset number, that will also get stabilized.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants to press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Mr. Jain from Investing. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. Just a follow-on question. So what is the expansion that we are looking for in the other regions as well? Is there any scope of Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand anywhere?
I think right now, so far as expansions are concerned, we have a plan as we already discussed with all of you in Northeast. One grinding unit in Silchar, which is already on, one grinding unit at Jorhat, and then we have some plans in Rajasthan, as we said earlier. Barring those plans, as of now, we don't have any other plans. Whenever we have any change in our plan, we will definitely share with investors.
Okay, understood. And thank you so much, and all the best for the coming months.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Mr. Naveen Sadhu from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. My question was around the competitive intensity in Northeast. So if you could just share or give some light on how are you looking at the overall competitive scenario in the region? In the sense, except Dalmia, do you see any other major capacity coming up, be it from Hill Cement, some other entities that are likely to were looking to set up a plant in the region, including Ultratech? So if you could just throw some light on the competitive landscape there.
I think except Dalmia, as you rightly said, like Ultratech and other bigger players, in next 2-3 financial years, so we are three or four financial years, we are not able to foresee any asset acquisition or any greenfield project going over there. So in the short term, we are not able to foresee any such capacity addition over there or then competitive marketing scenario.
Understood. That's it from my side. Saisha, if you have any more follow-up questions, please check on that, or we can then probably conclude.
Okay, sir. The next question is from the line of Harsh Mittal from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the follow-up. Just one small question. What is the consolidated gross debt and net debt? Thank you.
It is almost around the gross debt is around 380 or so.
380, sir. Am I right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And net debt?
Net debt, because you hardly any cash and bank balance right now, maybe 20 crore you can get, 360 kind of thing.
See, around 350, 360 is gross debt. Mm. We are due for subsidy of around 150 CR, which is, as we discussed a moment before. So, so far as other cash and other things, cash equivalents are concerned, that is not very much significant on. So 350 minus 60 minus, you can say 150, so around 200 or 210 CR you can take as net.
Net, sure. Thank you. So this 200 CR, can we say it's as on March 25 ending, or is it the current net?
25 ending. Yes.
Because what Dilip is saying is that books the subsidy receiving is there, that is also maybe currently we will be receiving in 3-4 month times. So maybe that we are talking about. If you are talking about that, debt is around, gross debt is 350 crores and net of cash and bank balance is around 320 or so. But if you consider the receivable from current receivable of this subsidy, then it will be around 200.
200. Got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Shimal from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, I need the CAPEX number for FY23 and FY27, if you can provide it.
So, FY26, we have a plan of around 820 crore, and for FY27, it is around 600 crore.
Okay, sir. That's all from
us. Thank you very much. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So, thank you, friends, for participating in discussion of Q4 FY25 and year-end FY25 numbers. We'll keep you informed about these numbers on a quarter-to-quarter basis. Thanks for joining.
Thank you very much. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.